AT&T and Time Warner are reacting to news that the Justice Department is trying to block an $85 billion merger of the two companies. AT&T CEO Randall Stephenson spoke to reporters last night.
The government contends that AT&T, with 25 million TV customers, and Turner, with a single-digit share of all media watched, will have unlawful market power. This defies logic, and it is unprecedented.
Ali Velshi is MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. He's also co-host of Velshi and Rule. And Ali, we heard CEO of AT&T there calling this move by the Justice Department unprecedented. Is he right about that?
Well, it depends. Some years ago, the Justice Department stopped the merger of Office Depot and Staples because they thought those two companies would have too much control in the office supply market. And a lot of people thought that was silly, but at least it allows you to understand how the Justice Department is supposed to think about these things. The difficulty is that this isn't like Office Depot and Staples. It's not like two separate chains that sell the same thing. This is a lot more like my parent company, Comcast and NBC Universal, a distribution company buying a content company. It's called a vertical integration as opposed to horizontal integration. So the Justice Department's concerns in this particular case don't seem to be correct. The idea that the Justice Department has concerns and that mergers can sometimes be bad for customers is entirely valid. But of all the reasons not to like this merger, the Justice Department seems to be taking a different tack.
And just to be clear, the point is that AT&T is saying it does not directly compete with Time Warner, and a deal between two companies like that hasn't been blocked in many decades. But
yes.
Yeah.
The difference, of course, is that these companies are all merging into each other's space a little bit anyway. And I mean, because all of the distribution companies now have a little bit of content and the content companies have a little bit of distribution. But the point is really to emulate the Comcast NBC model, where there's a lot of content and through the Comcast side, a lot of ability to get that content to people's phones or their TV. So it's a sensible merger. There's a really valid discussion to be had about how it's going to affect consumers and whether prices will go up and things like that. But this does have a bit of a feel of being a little bit political because the president has indicated that he thinks there's too much concentration in media and that he would, you know, he said this before he became president, that he would take a role in that. Again, if you're concerned about too much concentration in media, which is a good concern to have, there are other mergers underway right now that the president hasn't spoken about, including the Sinclair Media.
Well, yeah, and you know, let's get into that politics thing that you just mentioned there. Time Warner, of course, owns CNN. President Trump has been very clear he does not like that news network. And people have said during the course of this decision-making process that the administration may be retaliating. And AT&T CEO Randall Stephenson brought that up last night.
We cannot and we will not be party to any agreement that would even give the perception of compromising the First Amendment protections of the press. So any agreement that results in us forfeiting control of CNN, whether directly or indirectly, is a non-starter.
What are the concerns about a potential conflict of interest?
Well, it's kind of interesting because the Justice Department seems to have told AT&T two things. They can either divest of DirecTV, and when that merger was done, that's what you call a horizontal merger, right? That's a distributor of a distributor and a distributor getting together. Or they can divest of Turner Broadcasting, of which CNN is a part. Well, those two things don't make sense. You can sort of say, oh, I see if you have DirecTV, you've got too much distribution, but this deal doesn't add any more distribution. So it almost gave them a weird choice, knowing that AT&T wouldn't divest of DirecTV in order to buy Time Warner, that it would cause them to give up CNN. Now, the Justice Department asked about it, said, well, it's not CNN, it's Turner Broadcasting. But that's CNN and a couple of other channels, which, as Randall Stephenson says, have single digits of share in the market. So there is yet to be a legal argument as to why this makes sense. Now, obviously, they're suing AT&T, so we'll at some point hear a legal argument if AT&T sees this all the way through to court. But as of now, most experts are saying there isn't a concern with respect to that. Again, there's always a concern about companies getting bigger because they have more control over the consumer, but that does not seem to be what the government is arguing here. So it feels a little political at the moment.
Well, what is the sense? Bottom line, if you can give it, what does it mean for consumers?
Well, any company that gets bigger achieves greater scale and greater control over the market. So there is some concern by some experts that prices could get higher. More importantly, because of the combination of the net neutrality conversation that I know you guys were just having, Could it be that companies that own content can favor that content to their suppliers? So if you're a Time Warner AT&T subscriber, is it going to be easier for you to watch CNN than it is to watch Fox, or to get Time Warner content easier than other content? So that's a bigger discussion about net neutrality, but ultimately very hard to tell what the disruptive part to consumers will be if this deal were to go through. It'd be, I'm interested to hear what the Justice Department has to say about it.
All right, Ali Velshi, MSNBC, thank you so much.
My pleasure.